Lovers, you are listening to Destined to Be an Autumn's Concerto. I'm Marcia.
And I'm Risa.
And we are now talking about part two of the K-drama Uncle.
Yes, and so Auntie Marcy, what did you think about the framing of the storyline?
You know what? I really liked the storyline. I liked how it started with this disgruntled dude on a random boat making fish. I don't know what they were doing on this boat or whatever. And, you know, he gets a call from his sister and they're like, oh, your sister's calling. He's like, I don't have a sister. It's just like, what? This seems like strange. And you start to see this weird family dynamic. And, you know, when he finally decides to visit the sister, he realizes that there's his nephew. His nephew's never seen him in all his life. And his nephew's rude like him. And, you know, it was just very interesting. It drew me in from the very beginning. And then as the story developed, I found myself just really looking forward to seeing what would happen next. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with a lot of the comments that they should have ended it at episode 12.
But you kept seeing it. You don't agree with it.
I don't agree with it.
I don't know what episode 12 is, so I agree with you too. I don't think I agree with
it. I think there was a clear part where I said they could have ended the drama here.
I think when they jumped to the present or to the future, it wasn't necessary.
That was the last two episodes. That was 14.
Okay, so around there.
15, 16, yeah.
So I do think, I don't know what 12 was, but I feel like they should have just left everything. I didn't need to see that he grew up to be a star. Or if you're going to do that, just have it be like, he's a star now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, I didn't need to see the family.
Yeah. And then they had maybe it was the side note where that he was sick and he couldn't sing anymore. Maybe all that stuff. They're like,
I think
malarkey.
Ending it with the son stealing the mom's money and her going like losing her mind, the grandmother.
I liked that.
Anyway. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
And then around there is what you want to see. Like, I want to see enough of
vindication.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Enough vindication. And then that's it.
Yeah.
Them happy. And then you can end it.
Yeah.
I think the cliffhanger of like, oh, my uncle's no longer around or not there.
Yeah,
or
I was like, what?
Or what did it say?
He's no longer here. I thought he was dead or something. I'm like, what happened?
Yeah, the way he worded it was like he was like dead.
Yeah.
But it was just that he was like, oh, just in love with his new daughter. I can't remember how he worded it.
Yeah.
But it was like, it wasn't necessary for me to go. Because
I was just like, then I started seeing scenes
he disappeared.
Where he was sick, and I'm
he
just
disappeared.
Like,
that's disappeared. What it was. He disappeared or something.
And I was just like, what happened? Did he get sick? And then I didn't know. So when he was still alive, I was happy, but I was just like, why is this guy saying all this stuff? He's fine.
He's fine. Like, why did you do that? Why did you put me through that? It wasn't necessary.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things I found that was not necessary.
What did you think about the
okay, so
the
can I tell you? So when I started watching the show, it was more like, what is this show? You know how I always am trying to figure out the dynamics, trying to figure out what's what.
Yeah.
So I can anticipate. I'm not a big fan of being surprised. I always like to watch a show and this pinpoint like, oh, main storyline. Okay, side storyline. Oh, supporting. Oh, this is the evil guy. Okay, got it. And I watched the show.
Yeah.
When I found watching Uncle, I had no idea what was happening. I didn't know any of those dynamics. Like, I could see the main family. But the storyline, it develops, it kept changing and developing and moving. Like, I thought it was just going to be about him at the school. And then all of a sudden, no, it's not that. Then all of a sudden his grandmother's coming to the play and she's going to take it. So I thought it was like just about them hiding out from the grandmother. But it kept changing and developing. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, this neighbor, what is he? Is he stalking people? Like that one, like, is he stalking? And then you're like, oh, no, he's like a comic book writer. Like,
I didn't even believe that when he said that. I thought he was alive. I was waiting for them to tell me that he was a serial killer.
I was agree with you.
Was alive.
His daughter was way too obsessed with like law and corpse and like I'm like, what is happening? And then you find out why she was obsessed with that, and you're like, this, I don't know what, so I ended up just stop, knowing you just go, I'm not even going to think, I'm just going to watch it and enjoy it. I stopped trying to.
It put me on an emotional roller coaster.
They did. So I stopped trying to like work my brain.
Yeah.
When I was like, I was just watching it.
Yeah.
Enjoyment.
Do you find that you watch shows trying to figure it out before you figure out what happens before you see what happens?
I do that. I find I do that naturally. I just, I try to figure out what it is. I try to make it make sense in my head.
Yeah.
Before I watch it. Or I try, that's how I actually determine if I go, if I can figure out the whole synopsis from like episode one where I'm like, ah, oh, this is what, okay, this is what's going to happen. I find I go, okay, this is an enjoyment one. But if there's like a bit of me, like I can't figure it out right away.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. It's not predictable.
Yeah.
I keep watching it and I enjoy it. And usually those shows make this season where I go, I didn't expect this, or I'm surprised by what's happening, or the writing is really, really good, or like, oh, this is a fascinating story. Those are the ones I find make the season.
Yeah.
The other ones, like, I would still watch and enjoy it, but I naturally do try and do that. What about you?
I do to some degree. I find if you can kind of hook me on the first episode,
mm-hmm.
and when I say that, I do have my guilty pleasures that I watch that I know are not good.
yes.
But there's just something that's going to be, oh, interesting to me that I was just like, this is not good, but somehow I find this interesting.
And I think it's because of school. Because when I was in school, I had an English degree.
Yeah.
But part of my English degree, there was also a bit of like, you could do film studies as a part of your English degree. So I have a lot of film study classes. So when I watch shows, I naturally am like, so if I see a cool scene, like a cut.
Yeah.
Like if I see a lot, like I've watched a show where I saw a long shot. Like, you know the show on Netflix? Did you finish watching All of Us Are Dead?
Yes.
Okay, so I think the opening scene was like this weirdly, this cool, like, drone.
I remember it, yeah.
It was a real, it filmed really, really well. And I remember it because I was like, oh, this is a cool shot. Like, if you can, I can, that, I think, kind of kept me watching it.
Yeah.
You know, and then the acting, and then the writing. So, like, it kind of builds for me if there's a lot of check marks where I'm like, this is good, I keep watching it.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just, some shows I just watch for enjoyment where I go, oh, this is what's going to happen? All right. I just keep watching it, usually the romance ones.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is what's happening. Oh, okay. And there's some shows where it starts off where I'm like, what is this? And then I, the writing is good. So I go, oh, okay. Like there's one that I'm watching that you're like, Risa, it's not for me. But I'm like, it's honestly good. It got better. As I kept watching, it got better and better.
What show is that?
2521.
I'm watching it.
I thought you said you don't want to watch it.
I don't like the intro, okay. But I've been watching it.
I don't like the intro either, but I am watching because the acting is good and the storyline is changing in a way that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of like how I watch it. But I think it's because of school, because I was trained to watch it. I had a teacher one time, he broke down, I want to say, it took him, I think, half an hour. And he broke down like a 5-minute scene or something like that. It took him half an hour to break this down. Like he found meaning in all the choices or what to do, or, and he could have been overthinking it, like how I always think everyone overthinks Shakespeare. I go, is this Shakespeare being smart, or is this us seeing something that it was unintentional? Like I don't know where the level is. Yeah. I do know that Shakespeare was impressive, but I'm like, years later, I'm like, are we reading too much into it? Because there's some things that some people will say that, oh, that was really impressive to you, and they're accidents.
Yeah.
And I generally be like, I did not even mean to do that, but that
I would makes absolutely sense. Claim the accident. Oh, is that what you thought? Yeah. That's what I thought.
You would claim that?
Sure.
No,
especially if it was a happy accident.
Happy accidents? Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm like, how much of it is happy accident? How much of it is on purpose? Like, I don't know if that was it.
Yeah.
But the teacher broke it down, and it made sense for the storyline, for the plot. And I don't know. I think that is just being a director.
Yeah.
Because I've never been a director.
Yeah.
But there's directors who think that detailed.
Yeah.
It was this was an old film, too.
Yeah.
But they think about that detail, the shadowing, where the light's going
to
hit.
You have to think about
it. Yeah. Like, so she was like, the fact that he goes, she was coming down the stairs. I think it was, oh, gosh, it was a Betty Davis movie. Mary, oh, when she was like a daughter. Is it Bon Voyage? I can't remember, but she played a daughter who was basically kind of a recluse because she was being controlled by her mom.
Yeah.
And she was coming down the stairwell, and then the shadow from the stairwell of the lights made it look like she was in prison. Like, it looked like it created a whole
bars.
Bars.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. And he's just like, yeah. And that kind of it's. And she didn't speak in that role. She's just coming down the stairs.
Yeah.
And even the, I think even the fact that he goes, even like the fact that the stairs were creaking or something. So the mom knew every time she left or moved because of the creaking stairs. Like that's the level of control it was showing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is impressive. I was really impressed with my professor when I saw that. I was like, man, I want to be that good to pick that up. But yeah, that's how. That was a long sidebar, but yes.
Yes.
That's kind of hard to see. Okay. I was about to say, have we ever talked about how I watch a drama or how you watch a drama?
I don't know. I just had that question.
But yeah. Yeah. That is how I kind of watch a drama.
I'm not sure I understand.
You don't understand?
Suri didn't understand.
Okay, that's fine. So, I have a question for you. Uh-huh. Do you have any what ifs? What would you do in this situation?
Oh, absolutely. I got a really main one, and I think it's very controversial.
Can I do mine first?
It's probably the same as mine. Go do yours, though.
It might be the same that you did.
It's like the only what if I have in this show.
Okay, you go.
No, you have multiples or something?
No, I just have one.
No, do it.
Okay. No, I have two.
You have two?
I have two.
Okay.
So you do yours.
Okay, my what if. And I think I already asked you this, and I have your answer.
Yeah.
Okay, so what if, like, Wang Junhee, his sister.
Yeah.
You find out this guy that likes you has a very sketchy past surrounding the death of his wife. Death of his wife. But he wants to marry you and has you sign papers for life insurance. What are you doing in that situation? What if you're her and you find out that, oh, you think he's just giving you insurance as a gift, and you find out that, no, he got money from the insurance and his wife, and the death of his wife is kind of sketchy.
I absolutely would have done what she did and put some brakes.
Okay, would you have done exact, because...
No, I would have put some brakes on it and I would have found out a little bit more information. Okay. But I wouldn't be moving in with him tomorrow. I wouldn't be getting married in a week. I would be like, you know, let's enjoy getting to know each other. And I wouldn't be signing that paperwork.
Okay, see, this is the thing is, that's not what she did, though. Like, she didn't put brakes. No, she reversed. No, she reversed. Like, she pulled all the way back. She stopped talking to him.
Yeah.
But she said she believed him, but she stopped talking to him.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm more on your side where I'm like, I'm not moving in.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, the only reason why you're doing that was because you're trying to one-up your ex-husband or trying to keep custody of your son.
Yeah.
It's all you're trying to do that for. This is why this move-up happened.
Yeah.
But, yeah, after hearing that, definitely, I wouldn't have moved in with him. But, like, the breaks I would have put breaks to... Look into it. I would have just said, we should get to know each other, like you were just saying.
Yeah.
We got to get to know each other more.
Well, she did ask him some questions, but she didn't like his answers. And I think that's why she reversed further.
But this is another thing, too, as I found that interesting. Like, again, blinders on, because I do find this guy's my style, I would say.
Okay.
Physically.
Yeah.
Very attractive. I don't know if I'm just blinded by the attractiveness and how this will work if someone attractive is telling me all these things about how... You know, honestly, he was very honest when she asked the questions.
Yeah.
About, like, I actually don't know. I know I caught her cheating. I know I was in the car. I know I saw the oncoming traffic. I know I turned the wheel. Did I do it on purpose that I turned it that, you know, she would get hurt or injured more than me? I don't know. Like, he genuinely was just like, I genuinely don't know because of the emotions he was feeling at that time.
Yeah.
But
then when I was watching the video clip, it looked like he absolutely did that. that was my problem. Now, she didn't get to see the video clip, but I got to see the video clip, and I was like,
I love it. You're like, he was acting like he did it on purpose.
Like he was just like,
there was a moment he looked sideways and turned the wheel.
Yeah. He's just like, defensive driving. Better be you and not me. So I would mash some brakes. I wouldn't have been as severe as she was.
Yeah, like,
but I would have gotten a lot. I would have done a lot of research, and I would have before I rushed to marry him and move in with him, mm-hmm. I would have checked in, especially signing paperwork. That would have freaked me right out.
The paperwork, definitely I'm not signing no paperwork.
Especially when you know the last one dead and she, you know, you know.
Dead. That's what, dead and gone.
Yeah. That, it, you know, whether it's sketchy or not, it looks sketchy. And so you have to kind of look in, you know.
Yeah, you do.
When you tell your family, you try to explain this to your family, you know, what are they going to say? Are you crazy?
Okay. There's a show. So mom started watching this show. It's a very popular show, but it's like 90 Day. No, is it 90 Day Fiancé? No, Love is Blind.
Okay. I watched one episode.
Did you watch the episode?
Japan version.
Oh, so I think she was watching the US version.
Okay.
But yeah, these people, I didn't watch it. So I'm overhearing this. I'm like eating, making food or something. I'm overhearing her show. And all of a sudden, I think it was a week where everyone went back to meet family.
Yeah.
So she go to meet family. The family's like, all skeptical. Every single one of them were skeptical of this.
Yeah.
They're like, so like, I think one person kind of went down to the bare roots. She's like, so like, what do you do? Like, do you got a job? Are you going to live off of her? She got a house. Like, what do you have? Like,
yeah.
What is this? Like, yeah. What are you doing? You're just mean. And everyone's up saying, yeah, but you know, we've never felt like this way about it, anyone. And if we're in love. And the family's just like,
They come with some real talk.
Real talk. They're like, yeah. Yo, you got your life set up mm-hmm. right. Like, what's this guy about?
Yeah.
Like, real. Like, I don't even know if I didn't see who it was. It might have been the sister, but she was just like, I'm just saying, like, what is he about? What yeah. You or know what you're about.
Yeah.
What is he bringing to this relationship?
Yeah.
Which is real.
Yeah.
What is he bringing? Because yeah. he can't be no freeloading off of you. You got your life put together.
Yeah.
What's this guy bringing? Yeah. Just the love?
Yeah.
The love is not enough in this situation.
This must have been the American version.
It's definitely the American version. Okay. I'm putting my Reese's spin on it. Yeah. She didn't say like that, but that was the gist.
I think in the Japanese version, they absolutely wouldn't put anybody in there who didn't have a proper job.
You're right.
They absolutely would not even make you a candidate.
You're right. That's how you do a show, though. But yeah. Maybe that is the same in the U.S. version, but this person was kind of like, what do you have?
Mm-hmm.
Like in the U.S. version, they'd probably be like, oh, he's like a tech. He has a startup. That's probably attractive. And me,
okay.
That's not attractive to me.
I got a
startup means that you're struggling.
I got a sidebar comment from that. So
okay.
When a very good friend of mine, you know, she was about to get married, what have you. And, you know, we were meeting the guy and what have you, you know, and, you know, a lot of us knew him from before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we always went down to the lowest common denominator because she was raving about this fellow and she was so in love. And we said, and one of the friends came up and they were just like, but can he buy bread?
No, that's a quote.
That was a quote. That's a direct quote. Can he buy bread? Meaning, you know, does he have money? What is he bringing to the table?
Yeah, basically? Exactly.
But she literally meant, can he buy bread? Because we really didn't have much. So she was like, that's a big concern. If they can't buy bread.
How are they going to get married? I'm fascinated.
Anyways, that's a sidebar conversation. But that was a question that we had. So it's the kind of the same kind of thing where love is blind.
Yeah.
And where you have to have other people sometimes to give you some real talk and be
yeah,
like,
yeah, you
okay.
need real talk. Like, what is this?
Yeah.
Like, I know love is blind. And I think the whole concept, I'm not sure if it's the same as the Japanese one, but I also know someone who watches both of them and said that the Japanese one is better. So she enjoyed it more.
Okay. I started watching it. It was interesting.
She said a lot of people are like, I think they have to get married or they're proposed right away. Like, so they meet behind a curtain.
Yeah.
And then it's like if they match or something, then they
propose or something.
And she's like,
and then you
and I
get
think
to
that
meet
will
kind after
of
you
off the
propose,
family too.
Maybe?
I think that's, yeah, because I think that's what's thrown off the family. It's just like, it's not like you guys are meeting and you're getting to know each other. It's like, there's a wedding happening in a month or something?
Yeah.
They're like, what? What do you mean you're getting married?
Yeah.
Already? Like, yeah. You just met this person.
Well, I know one thing, that if love is blind, divorce is on paper.
Oh!
So, you should just be a bit wise. That's just a sidebar conversation.
Oh, you're right. Love is blind, but divorce is on paper.
Yeah.
That could be a t-shirt. It's actually, you know what? That's just a graphic. That's just like a disgruntled someone sharing that on social media graphic.
Yeah.
Love
yeah.
is blind, but divorce is on paper.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so I have a question for you.
What's the other one? Let me hear.
So my other what if is, what if you found out that your sister was in an abusive marriage.
Okay, this is the second time you've asked, like, these hard-hitting questions.
Did I? Today?
Not today. Oh, okay. I'm talking about another episode okay. in this season.
Okay.
You asked another hard-hitting question like this.
I don't remember.
If my sister was in an abusive relationship,
because that's what happened in this story.
I would try my best to get her out.
That's what happened in this
story. Yeah, I'm trying my best to get her out of that. Absolutely. Yeah. Like, she needs to escape. And honestly, I don't think I have the capacity to understand, like, how to get her out. I would have sought professional help and said, went to, a doctor, like, one of those psychiatrists, said, how do I get my sister out of this relationship? Because she's in an abusive relationship. Go to the cops. I'm like, I know she's in an abusive relationship, and I know how hard it is for her to get out. Like, I go to people who have experience dealing with abusive relationships and figure out how to get her out of it. Because how am I finding out? Am I finding out because she's telling me? Or am I finding out because I've witnessed it unknowingly by them?
I'm not sure. That's just a question I pose. What would you do if you found out she was in an abusive relationship? Because that's what happened in in Uncle. He didn't know that his sister, these years she was married, that she was in an abusive situation.
She wasn't happy in the marriage. Oh. Honestly, he can correct, though. Man, mash up the car. Like, you know what? If in a fictitious world where, you know, there are no consequences. Consequences?
Yeah.
I'm mashing up cars. I'm mashing up houses. I'm mashing up faces. Because you had the gall to go mash up my sister's face. Uh-huh. I'm mashing you up, too.
Yeah.
And if I can't do it, I'm going to find someone to mash up your face.
Can I put in another sidebar plug or comment from the same friend who asked about bread? I know somebody.
Oh, wow.
I know a guy.
I know a guy for what, though?
That's all she said.
In what context?
I know a guy.
The same context of the bread? Can he buy bread?
No, it was just the same person.
Just the same person.
This is just one of her sidebar comments.
Let her know. All you all know, I know a guy. Okay. Yeah. Let me know about if I ever get in this situation.
I know a guy.
I know someone who knows a guy. Because I'm sorry, in a fictitious world where there's no consequences.
Yeah, you kind of want some revenge.
I'm doing something.
Yeah.
Things are happening. That's my sister, right?
Yeah.
What about you?
If my sister was in an abusive marriage, I would really try to find a way to convince her to get out of it.
Yeah, and like, you would just do it yourself, or would you find professional help to try and help you to do it?
I wouldn't find professional help. I would, and I guess it would depend on, no abuse is good. But I would try to urge her to see sense and try to get out of the abusive relationship.
Okay. Well, I would, because I have no experience in this, so I would ask a professional to help me and have to convince her. Because, like, you just convincing, like, the amount, I've never been in an abusive relationship, so I don't know what happens to the psyche is, like.
It's interesting because it's depleted.
It deteriorates. Yeah. So it starts at a level and keeps just deteriorating. So, like, what level is she at? And, like, it's hard to climb back.
Yeah, and it's really hard because people who are often in abusive relationships, sometimes they don't know, they don't realize, or they just keep making excuses for the person. Even though they know they should be out of that relationship, they still stay in it for whatever reason. They have their reasons for staying in it.
Yeah, and sometimes, abusive relationships are toxic, but sometimes not all... I guess, if it's toxic, there is abuse level to it. So never mind then.
Yeah.
Because I was gonna say, like, when you think of abusive, sometimes you think of just physical.
Yeah.
But there's mentally abusive relationships that would be considered toxic.
Yeah.
And it's not just, like, couples. It's, like, friends. Yeah. Like, you can have toxic friendships.
You could have toxic friendships.
Very bad. Yeah. You know, like, how you have toxic situations at work or whatnot. But
yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It's hard. When you're in it, like, it's hard to get out.
It is hard to get out.
It's also hard to identify it sometimes, too.
Hard to identify it, and then hard to prove it.
Huh. That's what she had. Like, she had pictures. She had
pictures of bruises and stuff like that. I think it's a little bit easier to prove a physical abuse than, because you might have physical signs, but mental abuse, or, you know what I mean?
And mental abuse lasts so long. Like, with all physical abuse, mental abuse comes, right?
Yeah.
And, like, mental abuse lasts, like, you can heal faster from the physical, from the wounds, than you can from the psyche, psychiatric damaging that happens from mental abuse.
Definitely.
Yeah, again, it's Mercy with the hard questions.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
But you know what?
Inspired by
you
gotta, this drama.
This drama, you got to mix in the funny
with the,
and the hard, because that's what
real,
it was.
It was a real thing, yeah. That's it was a what real it thing was. That was happening, right?
But yeah, this drama is a lot.
So, who is your favorite character?
Okay, so this is going to really surprise you, I think. Or maybe. It's on brand for me.
Okay.
But my favorite character was actually the mom lead leader.
No.
I thought...
Get out of here, Risa.
No. Okay, this is why. Okay, you know what? I would say it's not even like this. Her
that
character.
That crazy lady.
It's not even just her character. I think the actress, I think, is what I like. Her consistent craziness was, are you seriously still on this tip?
Yeah.
It got to the point, her craziness level got to the point where I don't even think she knew what she was fighting for in the end. Like, it went, I enjoyed her crazy scenes. You know what I also loved the most, too, is when you saw the close-up of her face when she was talking. You know how she had, like, these shaky pupils or eyes?
Okay.
The skill to do, like, to have crazy eyes and have somewhat a semblance of looking sane, but you're saying craziness and your eyes are unstable.
Yeah.
Like, to be able to get to that level.
So you liked her role.
Her role is what I kind of liked.
Her acting.
Her acting in the role was, she was so nuts. But she was so consistently, like, crazy.
Yeah.
That I was like, wow, I can't believe she's still going on.
Yeah.
Like, her delusion of, with fault, like, many people have a way of reflecting on themselves. She never reflected, like, ever on herself, where it's like, anything that happened, she found the fault, said it was your fault.
Yeah.
And it was like, how? I didn't even... Like, you did, she did the actions, but her actions were your fault.
Yeah.
I've never seen that displayed so well on camera before.
Ah.
And I was very impressed with how crazy she was.
Yeah.
And consistently crazy. She got to the point where she took the oxygen tank off of her daughter. I was like, it's to this? Is she who you're trying to, like, isn't she the point of this? You're doing everything? And you're going to kill your point, your purpose. So it's like, what are you doing this for? If you're willing to kill your own daughter for whatever goal, which is your daughter. So I was so fascinated by the craziness and the levels.
It was less about, and her son said it too, it was less about you caring about us. You just want these trophies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah,
things
even,
that you can just put on a mantle.
You know
what's
funny?
Yeah.
Is that, you know how she always used to look at the family portrait or the family picture?
Yeah.
You're right. The photos were the trophies.
Yeah.
And you notice that, like, after her daughter, like, you know, basically is like turned her in and said, yeah, my mom, it wasn't him.
Yeah.
At all. It's like her trophy. It's only her son was left in that picture. It was her and her son.
Yeah.
As a trophy. And she was nuts. She was absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
And her plotting, everything. Like, when she went to jail, I thought that was it.
Yeah, I thought she was done. I was like,
she came out of jail.
I was just like, man, they wasted off that character really good.
And
she came back. I was like,
I couldn't believe
it.
I was very shocked that she went to jail so quick. But then when she came back, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
At the same time, there's a bit of me going, this is going to be exciting.
I was like, what is she going to be exciting? I was like,
what is
she going to do? Lord, help us.
I was like, what is she going to do next? Because I thought that she was going to go after just the momly people.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, is this going to be like some type of side story where she's doing like small revenges on these people? I did not expect the team up with the evil grandma.
Yeah.
And her. I didn't expect that. And so it's just like a moment of me going, oh no. Why is she attacking her? It was like... It wasn't her fault.
Because she ruined her trophy.
She never ruined the trophy. The daughter made it. You ruined the trophy. And that's what
ruined
really
it yourself.
Delusions. I just was
very
so fascinated.
Very delusional. I'm
by her.
Everything about you because you took away my perfect picture. You ruined my picture.
And it's like, what did she actually take away? All she did to your daughter was hand her a handkerchief when she was crying.
And listen to her.
And listen
say,
to
you
her.
Should probably pay some attention to your daughter. Stop being
And then came to you and said, hey, I think you should talk to your daughter. Like, you know, she's not doing so well.
Yeah.
That was crazy to me. That's so insane.
But just the fact that somebody knew the truth was enough to to shatter her delusion.
Also, like, and this is the thing is, I forgot about her. I've never seen this before. Someone else gets stabbed on your behalf.
You don't call the cops.
You don't call the cops.
You just let them die.
You just let them die.
Well, she could let her own daughter die. She could let him die.
But, like, that was before the daughter one, right?
Yeah.
So, it's like she kept escalating in her craziness. And so she got so high up that she fell off. And then what happened is someone saved her in a raft. And then she was able to continue the craziness and climb back up for her to almost fall off again.
Yeah.
I would say the one thing I didn't like was, like, I don't know what happened to her at the end. Did she go to jail, or did she just live her life somewhere?
They don't show. They just, the grandmother had said that she's not going to let her get away with it. And they're like, oh, you're going to kill her? She's like, oh, no, I'm not going to kill her. I'm just going to let her be afraid for a long time, and then we'll see where we goes from there. So she had somebody following her.
Oh, but then the grandma got crazy. And then
following her son.
Oh.
And then the son was like, she was like, oh, I got a new house. He's like, what did you do? I don't want to be around you. And she's just like, why? He's just like, if you were not doing bad things, I know you can't afford to buy a house that quick. Mm-hmm. And if you were not doing bad things, why is somebody following me? I don't want to have any association.
That's true.
And she's like, what? They're following you too? Like, okay.
This lady's insane.
Yeah. Ugh. Okay. So that was your favorite.
Yeah.
She was second up was
uncle and nephew, but like.
Uncle and nephew was mine. Okay. Uncle and nephew was mine, yeah, because I love their beautiful dynamic banter. And their banter. And I don't know. It was just so nice to see this relationship between this uncle and his nephew. It was nice.
It was sweet.
It was really nice. So they were my favorite characters, not that crazy lady.
I love the uncle nephew scenes, but like that lady's scenes were like, what is she talking about? Like, I've never watched someone on the screen lose their mind.
Yeah.
She did a great job.
Wow.
I actually looked her up and said, have I not seen her in anything before?
Had you seen her in anything?
No. Okay. I haven't seen her before.
All right.
Or did I see her once? I can't remember. I have to look at IMDb again, but I didn't see her.
Did you have a character you didn't like?
Just the grown-up Min-Ji.
The grown-up
boy. Okay. 13 or 15-year-old boy. I was like, I don't know what your purpose is, but I don't know how the young actor is so amazing, and you come and just do what you're doing. And I was like, why? Yeah, why did you do that?
It is. I find it really hard in dramas in general when you have a child actor that mm-hmm. stands out so brilliantly.
Yeah.
And then you have the person who is the lead actor or the main actor coming to take over. For a lot of times, I tap out of the drama. I'm just like, that kid was really
good. You have tapped out on the malt so many dramas.
So many dramas because the kid actor is so good. And then the adult version of it, I was just like, this is not good. And
but this is different. This kid was the main actor.
Yeah.
This one came in an episode and a half and tried to ruin his character. I don't even know who this kid was, but he came in and didn't deliver the same.
Yeah.
Maybe because all he had to do was play a happy person. I don't know. He didn't have. He wasn't able to have the history that the boy had.
He only had three scenes and he just came in. And
honestly, listen, on the stage, don't they say that every role is important?
Every role.
That's the same. Same should be in the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know why they cast him, but he was the grown up version of him. Okay. What's my least favorite?
I didn't
favorite
have
character?
Anybody that I did not. Like,
all right, I guess you like that grown-up
rendition. I didn't really pay him much attention, but I didn't unlike him.
I gotta figure out what episode that is, because maybe that's episode 12.
We have to go back and see what it is.
I now have to go back and see.
Episode
if
12.
Everyone keeps saying, this should have ended at 12.
Episode this should have ended, that at, 12. Ended at 12.
I need to see what episode 12 is.
Right? I even saw one comment that said, I was going to watch this drama, but now I'm just not. Should I watch it? Everybody's telling me it should stop at episode 12.
Is that what it said?
Yeah. There was another comment like that. I was about to watch it, but, you know, is it good? Like, why is everybody telling
why
me
why are
we
stopping
stop
at episode 12? And this person's probably thinking there's 16 episodes when there's, like, 13 or 14. Is it 14? I don't think it's 16.
There were 16. I think there were 16 episodes.
Wow.
We have to go back and look.
I can't even comment on it right now.
I'm pretty sure it was 16.
Okay, I gotta look on my phone quickly. But do you think the show should have another season?
No.
I agree with you.
No. Absolutely not.
No other season. It's not necessary. yeah, I'm totally with you. I think one season's enough. Oh, I'm trying to find it on my phone, but my app is like just
And the final slow. Question, did I like this pick for me?
Oh, yes. Did you like this pick for you?
I absolutely love this pick for me.
It was a perfect Auntie
Marcy pick. It was great. It was a very great Auntie Marcy pick. I approve this message. You get me. This is my kind of drama.
Oh, God. It's hard, though, to get you.
It is.
I'm hard, too.
It is and it isn't.
I cannot believe there was... Yes, you're right. 16 What happened to episode 12?
I don't know. Maybe 12 is when he tries to get custody of the son back.
Oh, I can't remember now.
I don't know. Is it before he got kidnapped and it was in a, they had a whole vigil for okay. him?
Yeah, stuff? The kidnapping was like, honestly, every time you see something happen on the show, you're like, this lady is ridiculous. Like,
yeah.
Now you're kidnapping people and putting them in basements yeah. and then just let them loose?
Yeah.
Oh, but you know what I found was really crazy? No, it was really good, though. It was like, he goes, when he got him back the last time, he goes, you know what? If I was famous, none of this would ever happen.
Yeah.
Right? And then the kid, and then they proceeded to make him famous.
Yeah.
So that people were actually looking for him. And he's right. Yeah. If yeah. people were looking for that, they couldn't touch him like he could.
Yeah.
So I thought it was like, that was very, it was well done, like, because I was unexpected.
I just liked how they made his nephew was so smart. He was so intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
And even in his way of thinking was beyond his years. He was very mature.
Wise. Very wise.
Very, very mature.
I was watching this other show where they had like a wise child. Where it's just like, oh yeah, we were just talking about that. It's Autumn's Concerto.
Oh yeah.
The kid with wise beyond his years.
Yeah.
So yeah, he has this wisdom to it. Like even he, when he did something like, he went on the TV or went on the podcast, and I'm like, this is your opportunity. Just tell them about how your grandmother is so abusive. Because she never even wanted to do the show because she was afraid of that.
Yeah.
And he went on there and said, my grandma's not abusive. And you're like, I was watching, I was like, what is this kid doing? And then you find out, he goes, he was thinking bigger than us. Because he's like, this is not going to stop. Like, my grandma's just going to get out of it. It doesn't make sense me saying that she's yeah. abusive. I just want her to stop. I just want her to... return my uncle, bring him back. I just want her to stop doing what she's doing.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
He even had foresight to say.
He has so much foresight. This is
a bigger yeah. picture. He even had foresight to say, my grandmother keeps kidnapping me. I need to go back there because she's going to keep trying to take me. He's just like, I don't want my uncle to suffer in jail. I'm going to have to take a hit on this one. I'm going to have to go and move in with my dad and my crazy grandmother and try to survive.
Like that kid.
As long as I get to see my mom, it should be okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wise beyond his years.
So wise beyond his years.
So great, yeah. great drama. I'm glad you liked the pick.
I loved it. Good choice.
Okay, so now let's get to the music.
Okay. I liked a lot of the music from the show.
Same.
More on the soundtrack than in the actual show. the first song that I chose is called Your Dream, and it's by Sangmin Chu.
I want to put a little note this.
Ah.
What I appreciate about the show, so the fact that we thought he was singing, honestly, this sounds like this man's yeah. talking voice.
Yeah.
I thought it was so, such a good job to cast.
I thought for sure he was singing.
And you know what's great is like, so on the soundtrack, the young boy actor, because he's singing his parts, he gets credit for the songs.
Yeah.
So when they did the whole part and you're hearing the actual actor boy sing, I just naturally assumed, oh, he must be singing as well.
Yeah.
It was so smart that I never even questioned it. Like,
yeah.
Yes, some of his mouth didn't, like, you know, they always do an overdub when they have this music or they sing in the drama. But yeah, I was quite impressed. Okay, so yeah, one of my songs that I enjoyed was Bluebird by Lunch. 나는 가진 것도 없고 더는 숨을 곳 하나 없는 작은 애벌레니까 Mm-hmm. So I enjoyed that one.
Okay. Another one of my picks is Stay With Me by Lee Kyung Hong.
I think I also like this one and enjoy this one.
Ah, awesome. 수업이 큰 소리만 치는 겁쟁이 아무것도 없는 빈 깡통 손만 벌리는 거짓말쟁이
Right, he was so awesome. Was so awesome. He was so cute. Okay, another song I liked. I think this is my last song I liked. It's Even If We Break Up. And this by it's by Sang Min Chu. Most of the songs are by him. 지금 우리 헤어져도 내 아픈 마음 속에 늘 네가 있어 song I liked.
I have one final song, and this song is called Butterfly by Kyunghoon Children's Choir. 너무 애쓰지 말아요 지금도 내겐 최고의 아빠인 걸요 엄마 너무 걱정하지 마 내 걱정은 잠시 쉬고 엄마도 퇴근해요 세상에서 제일 예쁜 so This is what they sang for their parents.
Yeah.
So
I think I do actually have one more and I forgot. Oh. I thought it was yours. It was mine. So Living Together by Sang Min Chu is also a song I like. It's interesting because I hear it even now and I can still imagine him singing the song. So I'm so shocked that it was not actually
It's so perfect.
I even looked up and said, is this a, maybe, you know what? I'm going to look and see if it's like, he has like a stage name. Maybe it's really, is him and his real name is Sang Min Chu. Like, but I looked up the name and I'm like, this is not him. Yeah. So I was, it just I'm
sounds
very.
Just so right.
It sounds just like him.
Yeah. Really good, really good. So, for all of you guys who have not had the opportunity to watch Uncle as yet, I earnestly suggest that you give it a shot. Watch to episode 60. You will love it, you will love it, you will enjoy it. And until next time, folks, miss you, miss you.
Miss you, miss you. Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter and Instagram at D2BConcerto or visit our website at www.d2bconcerto.com.